KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a summer day off Kodiak Island, a group of anglers is on a charter fishing trip. In the past, charters like this mostly focused on halibut and salmon, but these days they're more diverse, also fishing for sablefish, lingcod, and rockfish. Today, rockfish are biting, and these anglers are pulling in black rockfish. At 3 or 4 pounds, black rockfish look a bit like freshwater largemouth bass. As the anglers approach their limit, the deckhand begins returning fish to the water.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Hannah Floor. The Alaska legislature passed a joint resolution last week urging lawmakers in D.C. to extend enhanced health insurance premium subsidies. As the highly anticipated congressional budget reconciliation bill stands now, the enhanced tax credits will expire at the end of this year. And if they don't get extended, health insurance costs will go up in January for many Alaskans. Representative Genevieve Mina, a Democrat from Anchorage, introduced House Joint Resolution 9. She says without action by Congress, 23,000 Alaskans will see their health insurance premiums rise, in some cases by 4 or 5 times.
Depending on your household size and how much you make, people will see really big increases on their premiums. And this issue significantly impacts a bracket of people who run their own business and oftentimes have healthcare access through the marketplace.
Mina says some Alaskans could be forced to find a different job that offers health insurance. The resolution from Alaska lawmakers says losing enhanced subsidies would force some Alaskans to choose between health care and other basic needs like housing and food. And it would increase reliance on state-funded assistance programs and emergency medical services. That, it says, would strain the state budget and resources. The National Transportation Safety Board released its preliminary findings last week on the fatal plane crash in Nanwalek that killed 2 people and seriously injured a 3rd late last month. KBBI's Simon Lopez reports.
The NTSB preliminary report says the Cessna T207 was lining up to land when it veered right of the runway, then turned sharply left before crashing on the beach. Investigators say the surviving passenger told them the plane banked left about 100 feet above the ground before it went down. Witnesses on the ground and another pilot nearby gave similar accounts. Witnesses also reported seeing a dog on the runway just before the crash. Clint Johnson is Alaska's NTSB chief.
That was a reason that the pilot elected to go around. He made that statement to a company airplane that was in trail a couple of miles behind him, and that's what we know at this point right now.
The plane was operating as an air taxi for Smoky Bay Air, which is based out of Homer and flies in and out of the area regularly. Nanwalek is roughly 25 miles southwest of Homer and only reachable by boat or plane. 2 people were killed in the crash, including the pilot, 48-year-old Daniel Bunker, and a passenger, 38-year-old Jenny Irene Miller. Miller was a well-known Inupiaq artist and photographer, originally from Nome. Johnson says it's too early to determine the cause and that the investigation is still in its early stages. In Homer, I'm Simon Lopez.
This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
North Rim Bank, helping power the businesses that power Alaska with customized solutions. More at northrim.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
For violist Imad Zolfagari, a bow is more than just a piece of hardware.
You have to play by feel, and so I think bows are much more personal than instruments.
Imad Zolfagari shares his thoughts on bows and music and life as our next young artist in residence on the next Performance Today from APM.
This afternoon at 3 on KUAC.
Former President Jimmy Carter's death has Alaskans reflecting on how he shaped the state. Carter signed an ILCA, doubling the size of America's national park system, vastly expanding wildlife refuges and other set-asides. Many Alaskans were angry, saying the 1980 law locked up land, but it also gave Alaskans certain access rights that are unique in federal land management. We'll discuss the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act on the next Talk of Alaska.
That's tomorrow, Tuesday morning at 10 a.m., right here on KUAC. KUAC is supported by Samard Automotive. Since 1997, equipping drivers with automotive knowledge for repair and replacement options. Information at smartautomotive.com. And by the Plant Kingdom Greenhouse and Nursery, open daily 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., located on Fiedler Road off of Farmer's Loop. Featuring flowers, herbs, and hanging baskets. More at theplantkingdom.com or on...
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, today northwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Tuesday, southwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Tuesday, south winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashev, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet, and Tuesday, south winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. Port Hedland and Nelson Lagoon, today west winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet, and Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 1 foot. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 1 foot. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, mostly sunny with highs near 46. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Tonight, isolated showers after 4 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 37. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Tuesday, showers likely, mainly after 10 a.m., cloudy with highs near 44. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a low tide at 12:51 a.m. at 3 feet 9 inches, a high tide at 6:33 at 6 feet, a low at 2:07 p.m. at 1 inch, and a high at 9:29 at 5 foot 2 inches. Your sun rose at 6:24 this morning, and your sun will set at 10:53, bringing us up to 16 hours and 28 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Give me that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funky stuff. Give it to me. Give me me that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funky stuff.
Give it to me, give it to me. Give it to me, give it to me. Give it the funk, that sweet, funky stuff.
Yeah.
Hey,
give it to me what you say. Give it to me what you say. Give it to me.
up a quarter to three. I'm lying on the floor of the night before with a stranger lying next to me. A nightmare of you.
Everybody needs a little time away, I heard her say, from each other. Even lovers need a holiday, far away from each other. It's hard for me to say I'm sorry. I just want you to stay. After all that we've been through, I will make it up to you. I promise to. Be kept away just for the day.
This is Dr. Michael Livingstone from Cold Bay on the Alaska Peninsula. In 1964, the magnitude 9.2 earthquake took down all systems, water, electricity, and communications. My dad had to get into his little car and drive to the top of Baldy Mountain and turn on his car radio to receive updates and news from a radio station in California. Support your local radio station.
You are listening to KSDP Radio, 830 AM Soundpoint, 88.1 FM on Translay K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
Don't bellow, Somalia.
Baby, and let's cruise on into this better than ever street.